To start the show today, let me introduce you to David Pogue. David writes the terrific personal technology column for the New York Times, and I saw him recently in a rant that he did at a conference somewhere about voicemail, particularly voicemail on your cell phone. And I thought it was terrific, and I was wondering if he would take it to the next level. And he has, in the last couple of days, started up a campaign against cell carriers and the voicemail hell they make us go through just to get our own messages. David, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you so much.
What's the problem that you have with voicemail, which has become ubiquitous?
Sure. Well, when you call me to leave a message, first you hear my greeting. Hi, it's David Pogue. Leave me a message. But after that, you hear this 15-second message that AT&T or Verizon tacks on that you can't get rid of, you know, where they say, to page this person, press 5. You're like, page? You know, this isn't 1970 anymore. We're not doctors. Nobody has pagers. And they're like, when you are finished, you may hang up. Like, it's 2009. We know we can hang up. You know, it's just outrageous. So
yeah.
I met a guy at a cellular executives conference who admitted to me that that 15-second message is there not to give you instructions, but to use up your airtime. And if you do a little math, 15 seconds, let's say you leave two messages a day. Verizon alone has 70 million customers. So on a typical calling plan, that comes out to $620 million a year of your money, and by the way, 3 hours of your time a year just sitting there listening to the same message over and over. So this campaign is called Take Back the Beep, and I want to flood Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile with complaints. I want everybody to do something about this because they're just holding us hostage.
And by the way, there's the other part of that, not just when I call and leave you a voicemail, but then when I call and get my own voicemail messages, I also have to sit through instructions.
It's another 15 seconds. You know, to listen to your messages, press 1. Why else would I be calling? Of course I want to listen to my messages.
But back to the paging thing, I don't even know how to page on a cell phone. What does it do when you press the option to page? I've never done it.
Oh, I know. And how about to leave a callback number? Leave a callback number? It says that you called right on the phone.
Right.
I don't need to leave a call. It's all bull. It's just all at these cell phone conferences, all they talk about is ARPU. It stands for average revenue per user. And they want that number as high as possible. It's basically a measurement of how much they can milk you. And this is one way that's completely blatant. And I've got a lot of feedback, by the way, from readers since yesterday when this whole thing launched. First of all, it appears to be very successful, just hundreds of thousands of discussions about this on the blogs and on websites. And we know that thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to the appropriate forums of the carriers. And by the way, I told the cell phone companies I was going to do this. I let them know and got from them what address people should use to complain, which if any of your listeners are interested, these are all listed at my posting online, which is nytimes.com/Pogue, my last name, P-O-G-U-E. Mm-hmm. But anyway, among the feedback are people saying, dude, there are much bigger problems to tackle than these messages. Why don't you start a campaign about cell phone exclusivity, like how only AT&T has the iPhone, or the cost of text messages and so on? And I agree, those are also outrages, but this one I actually think we can change. All I want them to do is to make that message optional so we could turn it off. And by the way, Sprint already makes it optional. It's not publicized, and it's really buried down deep in the menus, but it's possible. I want the other three to do the same.
Is there a way to bypass them? I ask because a few years ago somebody compiled and posted on the web a way to get through the voicemail hell of calling pretty much any bank or airline or huge corporation in this country when you didn't want to sit through, you know, not just press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish, but, you know, all the different options. Somebody actually put, well, if you do **0, you know, whatever it was, they put the key combination on there that would get you to a live human being. Is there a way to bypass it with the voicemail?
There is. This is a fantastic point. Each carrier has a secret unpublicized keystroke that lets you interrupt the message and go straight to the beep. But the problem is, for Verizon, it's the star. For AT&T, it's the pound sign. For Sprint, it's one. And for T-Mobile, it's the pound sign. So the point is, you would have to know the carrier of the person you're calling in order to know which keystroke to press. And obviously, you can't know that. If you call my number, you don't know what carrier I have. So the only alternative you have is to press all of them. But if you do it in the wrong sequence, you'll wind up in my voicemail menus, and you can't leave a message at all.
Yeah.
So they either need to standardize those things, or you know what you could do if people want to take control right now. When you change, you could re-record your greeting and say, "Hi, this is Paul. Press star to get to the beep." You could tell people that's a sort of plan B if my campaign doesn't work.
You know, it's funny you mention that because my voicemail on my iPhone, which I use for almost all of my phone calls, is really, really fast. It's, "Hi, it's Paul. You got my voicemail. You go first." That's the entire thing. That takes 4 seconds. And then comes the woman who says, "If you'd like to leave a message."
But I believe when you get to that woman, if you just press one right away, she stops as well.
But that's what David's talking about. How do you know if it's one or star or pound?
Because it's always one if you want to leave a message.
It isn't, though. It isn't. It's one for Sprint, but it's star for Verizon, and for AT&T and T-Mobile, it's the pound sign. So if you call Verizon and you hear my greeting, because I'm a Verizon guy, and you hear, "Hi, this is David Pogue," and you press one, you won't get the beep. You'll hear, "Your mailbox options are."
And that was really good.
You won't be able to leave a message. Believe me, I've listened to it enough.
Wow, you mean I could get the "Your mailbox options" and change your outgoing message, David?
Yeah, but you need to know my password.
Oh.
No, but
nice
when the try. But after, like, after Paul's message, when the woman comes on, isn't the option to leave a message always one? You know, when she, "If you'd like to leave a message, please press one, or just wait for the beep."
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yes, but by that time, you've already listened to all this.
Well, you know, now true, but you're cutting off a couple seconds.
Yeah.
I actually have the transcripts in front of me for each of the carriers. And actually, for Verizon, she says press one for more options.
Oh.
Sprint doesn't mention the one. AT&T says press one for more options. And T-Mobile says press five to send a numeric page, or for delivery options, press pound. So actually, none of the four say press one to leave a message. I think you're thinking of maybe corporate voicemail systems.
Maybe they work that way. I love, by the way, the numeric page. No, I'd like to leave an alphabetical page, please. What do I do?
I love when you are finished, you may hang up.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
That's the best one.
I'm going to stay on the line forever.
Now, while we're talking about beefs with the phone companies over voicemail and all that sort of thing, another thing, you know, you said you had people who complained to you about other things, so I'm going to throw my complaint in with them. I can't believe that here we are 9 years into the 21st century, and you and I both still have to pay for that airtime if I call you. And that's only in the United States, as I understand it, because I have friends in Australia and in Europe where it's only the person making the call who is responsible for the airtime. So we're not both being charged for that, right?
That's exactly right. In Europe and elsewhere, only the caller pays. And it's kind of like landlines work in this country. In this country, landlines, only the caller pays.
Right.
You don't pay. And text messages, same thing. In other parts of the world, if I send you a text message, I pay for it. In this country, they charge me 20 cents and they charge you 20 cents.
Yeah.
And nobody seems to be uprising about this double dipping. I think it's outrageous.
It's absolutely terrific that you're jumping on all of these things, but we're going to do one thing at a time. First, we're going to fix this voicemail 15-second ripoff, and then we'll move on to other things. You can find out more by going to nytimes.com/pogue, P-O-G-U-E, or you can follow David on Twitter. He's P-O-G-U-E, just simply Pogue. And by the way, what has been the response in the last 24 hours from the companies with all these messages that people have been posting on their forums?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Three of the four have responded in one minor way. T-Mobile first deleted all of the comments, then put in a rule that would block any message with the word beep in it. I kid you not. And finally, by the end of the day, they had set up a special web page just for complaints on this topic. The AT&T guy had originally said people can write to me at my email address. And by the end of the day, he said, stop. Here's a different email address. And T-Mobile, Sprint also set up a special forum just for these complaints. So they are noticing it for sure. And by the way, all four have written me and said, we take customer happiness very seriously, and we will read all of these. So that, I don't know if that's just PR, but I have to believe that they're at least noticing.
You know, you're right. This sounds like a little thing, but it's one of those little things that's an annoyance to so many people that if you can get it changed and bring a little bit of joy into everybody's life, David, you've done your job.
We try.
Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
David Pogue is the personal tech columnist for the New York Times. Great stuff, by the way. And you can follow him online on Twitter at P-O-G-U-E, Pogue.